Once there was a country mouse and a city mouse, and they were cousins. Every day that little country mouse stood in front of her mirror and she sang, "My head is tiny, my brain is small. What's inside's not small at all." She sang that song and it made her feel so good. Well, one day that little country mouse heard a knock on her door. And when she opened it, "Well, it's my cousin from the city."
"Yeah."
"Well, how'd you find me? Did you ask the mouse down by the fence post?"
"No."
"Did you ask the rat underneath the barn?"
"No, I remembered from when we were small and we came here. I'm so good about that, I never, ever get lost. So, are you gonna ask me in?"
Well, that little country mouse opened that front door, and that city mouse, she pulled in two big suitcases. She opened up that first one. "Wait till you see what I got here. I got my blow dryer so I can get my fur all nice and fluffy, your fur too. And also in this suitcase right here, I got my CDs and I got my tapes. And I thought that you and me, we could share our music back and forth."
"Well, in my burrow, I don't have any plugs."
"You don't have any plugs? So, like, what do you do, like, at night if you can't even watch TV?" "Oh, well, I myself can read. I myself can read the letter E. It's the letter that stands for the tallest building in the city, the Empire State Building. I take the subway downtown, and when the door opens, I watch for the big letter E, and then I get right out of that subway, that train underground. I go up, and there is the Empire State Building. I go all the way to the top, and when I look over the side, people are so small, they look like mice. So maybe you can read, like me, the letter E."
"Well, I don't know how to read."
"Hey, you don't know how to read. So, like, maybe as your cousin I can tell you this. Not having plugs is a little bit backwards, but not knowing how to read, it's a little bit stupid."
"Oh,
well, all night that little country mouse lay in her bed thinking about what her city cousin had said. And in the morning she got up and she looked in her mirror and she sang that song. My head is tiny, my brain is small. What's inside's not small at all."
She sang that song, and it didn't make her feel very good. So when her cousin came downstairs, she said,
"Well, maybe I could go to the city with you."
"Yeah, we'll go to the city, we'll go to the subway, and we'll find the Empire State Building. You can read the letter E."
So that's what they did. The very first place they went to was that subway, that hole underground. And that little country mouse, she got there and she put her nose out over the top step into that deep, dark hole under the ground going down into that subway. And she sniffed. Ooh, it smelled like moldy leaves. It smelled like old seeds. It smelled like dirt.
"Well, this isn't so scary."
Well, she'd no more said that than a great big noise came rolling up from underneath that underground, and a wind came that was hot, and it blew back
the ears of both of those mice so they were flat against their heads, and it smelled like moldy old seeds, and it smelled like leaves, and it smelled like dirt, and a little bit like a dragon. What was that? Well, that's a subway. So now you just do what I do, and you follow me when we go down the stairs. Just do what I do. And so that city mouse and that country mouse started going down the stairs this way, that way, when all of a sudden the people started coming up. They were so big, and they had great big shoes, a pair of neon green basketball sneakers almost squashed that little country mouse, but she jumped out of the way. And a great big pair of red high heel shoes almost squished that little city mouse, but she squeezed out of the way. They went down and down to the bottom of the subway platform, where that city mouse grabbed her country cousin by her round and furry ear and pulled her all the way down to the very first car, where they went underneath the very first seat of that subway. So already, so you did pretty good. Now, all I gotta do is find the letter E, and we'll go all the way to the top of that big building. Well, the subway doors closed, and the train went back and forth, this way, that way, down the tracks, and then the train stopped and the doors opened. Uh-oh. It's not the letter E. The doors closed, and the train went this way, that way, down the tracks, the doors open. Uh-oh. That one's not the letter E either. The doors closed and the subway car went this way, down the track it went, and the doors whooshed open. Uh-oh. It's not the letter E either. I think we're lost.
Lost?
Yeah.
You mean you don't know what to do?
Well, no, not at the moment.
Wait. I know what to do.
That little country mouse, she stepped right out from underneath that seat. She stepped right up to a lady who had a pair of leopard skin boots, a great big furry fur coat, a pair of round eyeglasses with glittery sparkles all around them that made her look a lot like the owl in the barn.
Excuse me. But do you know how to get to the Empire State Building?
That's what that little mouse said, but to that woman it sounded like squeak, squeak, squeak. And that woman with her round lipstick mouth stood up and said, "Oh, a mouse." And that woman reached for the red cord right by the door of that subway with the sign above it that said, "Pull only in case of an emergency." And that lady pulled. The train came to a screeching stop. The doors whooshed open. That lady ran out, followed by the country mouse. "Wait, wait for me." But behind her, it just sounded like squeak, squeak. And when all of a sudden that little country mouse felt a firm hold on her long and skinny tail by her city cousin. "Hey, look up, look up." Well, that little country mouse, she bent her head back and she looked up and up and up. That's the Empire State Building. You did good. Well, that little country mouse and her city cousin, they went all the way to the top of that Empire State Building. And when they got to the very top, they looked all the way over the side. And they were so high up that people did look like mice. That very night, that little country mouse, she went on back to her own burrow. She said, "Good evening," to the mouse down by the fence post.
"Hello,"
to the rat down by the barn. And then when she got into her house, she looked in that mirror and she sang,
"My head is tiny, my brain is small.
small.
What's inside?